Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I am Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander, who has a very deep singing voice, I just learned. That was impressive.
No, I have a very deep cold.
Oh, ooh.
Or something, or allergies or something, so we'll make it through.
Stay over there.
Stay over there. I'm over here.
It's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. Well, good morning. Happy Saturday to everyone. And happy, you know what? The State Fair of Texas opened yesterday. So if you get a chance to head out there, go have some fun. And don't spend too much money because it ain't cheap, especially them turkey legs.
You know, I remember back when I was a kid in school, we used to take the bus on Friday. They gave us fair day, it was off. And we took the bus. And I remember I would take $20 of my paper route money. This is back in the 60s, folks.
Wow.
I'd take my paper route money and $20 and go to the fair. And that was my, like, splurgy day.
And it lasted you all day?
That beginning began the beginning of the holiday season for me.
Right.
Because, you know, then there's Halloween, then there's Thanksgiving, then there's Christmas.
Yeah.
New Year's, et cetera, et cetera. Awesome. But that was a blast. You know, we would go all day and ride all the rides and eat corny dogs and
for $20 all day.
$20.
Oh my gosh!
Woo. $20 was my entire paper route income for a month. So you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and throwing my papers. And,
Our stepdaughter was out there. My stepdaughter was out there last night. She's a student at Parker University. She's studying to be a chiropractor, and they have a booth out there to promote their college and to try to get patients. And she was like, "I got a turkey leg. I just had to get a turkey leg." I said, "Was it $14?" And she's like, "13." Because when you cost, you know, the price of the tickets, and you know, you can figure out how much you're actually paying. I'm like, "Oh, that's crazy."
Yeah, you know, and then we got to see the bearded lady and all that kind of stuff. They had that stuff back then. You'd pay, you know, 25 cents, and you'd get to go in and look at all the odd things: Siamese twins,
yeah,
bearded lady,
very P.T. Barnum reminiscent.
Yeah, definitely.
But all right,
good times. But I guess we're here to talk about mortgages.
I guess we are. We are here to answer our listeners' questions about mortgages. There's a lot to know. There's a lot to learn. Text your question to 972-387-4600. That is our text line. As Kevin says, all text lines are open, which is really funny because it's only one number.
There's only one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kevin and Nate are, I think this is the last golf tournament on the horizon for Nate, our young aspiring golfer here. And he's playing in some kind of a deal where they have golfers from the north play the golfers of the south down in Houston at the Texas Cup or something like that.
So players from North Texas versus South Texas, maybe?
Right.
Okay.
I always ask Kevin, I go, well, where's the line between North and South? You know?
See, that's a fine question. That's what I was just thinking.
Is it? See, you think like me.
I know, right? Is it San Antonio?
Is it Buffalo?
Is it right?
Is it Center, Texas?
Is it Center?
There's a Center or Centerville. So everybody south of Center.
See, we will never know, Gary.
But anyway, Kevin will be back next week. I know you guys miss him. I miss him too, you know, because he always keeps me laughing. But, you know, we're here to answer your questions. So, hey, fire away, text message. You know, I can tell you kind of had some interesting things this week. I investment property cash out. I know a lot of people know. You know, a lot of times people call in and say, hey, can I get a home equity line on my investment property?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing that should tell you that you can't is it's not your home. You got to be homesteaded to get a home equity.
Ah.
So investment property cash out, it's like a refinance. You can go to 75%. Or, like I found out this week, I have a fourplex that I'm doing down in Austin on a cash out, and 70% is the max.
Mm.
And it was fine because the appraisal came in higher, you know, but I would have been stuck if it had come in lower. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That would have been bad.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was 75% like everything else, but then the underwriter came back and said, no, this is loan is 70% loan to value on a fourplex investment property.
You know. Wow.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, still worth about $550, something like that.
Sure, sure. And yeah. Probably worth this person's investment.
Yeah, investment cash outs are a good thing. A lot of people don't know that you can get money out of an investment property, maybe to buy another investment property.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So it's one of those hidden gems in the mortgage world that you have to bring out sometimes. I do have a funny story. I have a buddy that I've done several houses for. He's probably listening to the show. He texts me or emailed me this week. And like I said, I've done about three houses for this guy. Purchases. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he's a crazy guy, and so he, you know, likes to buy, and then he has buyer's remorse. then he sells. So now he's been. Anyway, he was working in Florida, then he came back to Texas, and then he worked a little while, and then he took almost a year off.
Wow.
Just, you know, do whatever he wanted. You know, like you, he's fixing to turn 50, or he turned 50. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that with everyone.
Well, you just said you were excited about it.
Yeah, but we weren't on the air. But I am.
Yeah. So he texted me. He said, well, I guess I can't get a house. I've only been working since July. And I said, well, Nick, I go, you're working in the same line of work. Mm-hmm. So he does recruiting. So he's always been doing that, you know, for 25 years or whatever. So he is able to get approved very easily, even with the gap of employment, because he goes back 25 years in the same line of work.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you just never know unless you ask,
right? That's the thing about mortgages. A lot of times I have people that say, well, I didn't ever think that I could qualify, mm-hmm. you know, but how are you going to know if you can't qualify if you don't?
And you won't, I mean, you
apply.
Just, you're right. Mm-hmm. And the phone call is free. We have loan officers here today. You can give them a call, 972-387-4600. Or, you know, maybe if you're not ready to talk to a loan officer and you just have a question you want to ask us this morning on the air, our text line is 972-387-4600. Or maybe you're feeling really bold and you want to talk to us on the air live. Mm-hmm. Call us at 877-881-1053 and we can take that phone call.
Definitely. Definitely.
Exciting stuff.
So still, rates are still low. I mean, that's, you know, we're still getting an influx of refinance business. Our purchase business is still up since they made our purchase team and away from our refinance team. The purchase team only works on purchases, mm-hmm. and the refinance team only works on refinances. Of course, you know, like me, I've got people that call me for both because I've been in the business, and so the mm-hmm. referrals are really nice this time of year. You know, it's
we have the holidays.
It's a cushion.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's not. It's always the same. The holidays.
Yeah, but you know the holidays.
Just put money in everybody's stocking and don't do anything else. That's easy.
Which makes the holidays a great time to do a cashback refinance.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, now is probably the best time to do it. So you know, you have time to close and all of that. You know, maybe you put some airline tickets in the stocking for a family vacation, or maybe just a
or like a family wedding in Alaska in June.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great time to put some cash back in your pocket.
And you know what? A lot of times, you're tinkering on the idea of refinancing. You don't have enough equity to get out on a cash out. But this is the best time to refinance because what happens is you may not have enough money to do a cash out, but this time of year, if you do a refinance, you are going to pay your taxes, all right? And when you pay your taxes, that means when your loan's paid off, all the money in your escrow account comes back to you.
So you end up getting some money
back. You end up getting cash out, plus you miss a payment too.
Right.
So it's a win-win time, and we're seeing a lot of that going on, and
it can be a win-win situation. So you may not be able to tap into your equity, but you can tap into that escrow due back to you, so to speak.
Right.
Because that can be, that could be a lot of money. I mean, that could be, $3,000. That could be a couple thousand.
Right. Yeah. And so when coming about a refinance, the thing is, you got to have your ducks in a row. I mean, I have a guy that came to me and through a friend of a friend, and he said, "Hey, I want to refinance. I've got great credit. I'm a business owner, but my tax returns show income." Mm-hmm. Sounds like a simple deal, Got him 15-year refinance locked in back in July. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, it comes up that he owns 8 different properties and 5 of them, he doesn't have any paperwork that he owns.
What? Wow. That is, okay.
And so then we have to, it's been researching this.
The titles. And
the title. And finally, we got it figured out, because it all goes to debt ratio. People say, why does investment property count? Why do these properties count? Well, you have to count the taxes and the insurance on each property. Now, a lot of them didn't have any insurance, and they were just land. Mm. But we had a heck of a time proving them, since they were also out of state, that these were actually his. And he didn't have any warranty deeds. He didn't have anything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we didn't order the appraisal until we thought we had all of our ducks in a row.
Right. So then that took extra time.
Then we order the appraisal, and the appraiser goes out and turns out that his home isn't even complete.
No.
Yeah.
Just one hit after another, huh?
Uh-huh. And he's stating, "Gary, the property is worth $1 million on its own." He goes, "Can't they just, waive
that value?
Use that value. It doesn't matter if it's $1 million home or if it's $100,000 home. If that property is not completed,
one strike.
as a lender, you're not going to be able to do it." So. It's now starting to wrap up. I think I finally got it all figured out. But
this started back in July?
Yeah, it started back in July.
Wow.
And, it's, just to let you know what, kind of things that you go through on refinances. You think that they're all cookie cutter, but they're not.
Yeah, there's so many variables.
There are so many variables. I can just tell you from, that. There's lots of times people don't tell you stuff,
Yeah. Well, maybe they don't think it matters. Maybe that's why they don't bring it to the table.
And, it kind of goes back to that, if you're staring through a hole in your ceiling, that thing.
That
might
mentality.
Need the TexasLending.com mortgage hour, because I'll never forget, I had a buddy, Eddie, that went to work here. The very first loan he did, the appraiser went out there and said, "There's not a roof on this house." And the guy was living in it inside the house, with everything, and just kind of had a tarp over the top
to keep the rain out.
Right. That was his first loan experience.
That's awful. Yeah. Wow. So if you have questions about getting home,
you got any questions about it? Maybe we should have Lyle back on to talk about
appraisals. Maybe we should have Lyle back on. Send us your text message this morning at 972-387-4600 with your mortgage question. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer. Maybe you want to do a cashback refinance and you're just not sure if you have enough equity, or, maybe you're not sure about your credit score. And if you think you have a bad credit score, I'm telling you, the word bad is subjective. Give us a call, find out, and learn more. But we'll be back and we'll learn more about that after this break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Boy, right on cue, the stargazing through the ceiling.
I know, right? Boom. Like, it knew Eddie. You were going to say that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Hour. I'm Tress Collins here with Mr. Gary Alexander, and we are here to answer your mortgage questions and to unravel the mystery.
Yes.
So, Gary, you ready to get started?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Here's somebody who says, my girlfriend and I are looking to get our first house. What's some helpful advice you can give us for first-time mortgage loans?
Well, the first thing to do that you need to do is call up here to the office and get pre-approved, both of you, if you're trying to use both of your income and credit to make sure there's not any issues with credit income, and to get qualified for a loan amount fully approved. You could do that. That would be my suggestion. It's a pretty easy process, painless, doesn't cost anything. And so then you're actually working with somebody, you're working on a plan. Now, their job, they don't get paid until you close on your loan. So you guys are going to work together to make the loan process smooth, to make sure you have all the bumps smoothed out. Just recently had a couple that called me through a friend, and they had some issues, bumps and stuff on credit. We were able to get a rapid rescore just by paying off a little debt to get his credit score up to where he could get a nice FHA loan. They're closing on the 10th.
Nice.
And I basically walked them through the process, said, look, give me your W-2s, your pay stubs, where the money's coming from. They had gift funds for down payment. They also were taking some money out of their 401k to, you know, do things and stuff to the house after. So
those are the ducks they have to have in a row.
They were the ducks that you have to have, you know, worked out.
You need W-2s if you're not self-employed.
Right.
And you need to show that...
That you have enough income.
That you have enough income
and
assets.
We figured out we were able to whittle down to how much of an actual house that the two of them could afford. They have a little baby boy, and like I said, it just takes a little work, but you can get it done. And just like I said before, if you're out there and you say, I don't think I can qualify. I don't think I can qualify. And then you'll just be sitting out there saying, I don't qualify for the rest of your days.
But you won't know until you call.
I know.
Because until you, credit scores really, I mean, people say, oh, my credit score sucks. But it seems really to be subjective. I mean, some people think that they can't do anything with a 630 credit score. But that's
right.
Not true.
Right. So this guy has a 600 credit score. And so.
There you go.
And. Still getting a nice, attractive FHA rate on that. And his basically, hey, I don't know who to turn to. He called. And he goes, I'm just frustrated. Nobody will help us. And I was like, well, what do you mean nobody will help you? He said, well, I've called a few people around, and they say, well, your credit score is 580-something and 570, and we can't help you. Yeah. That's all they said. Like, then bam, they want to just move on to the next person.
Right. Not helpful to that person.
Right. Not helpful at all.
So. Wow. So if you have a question and you want to ask us on the air, send us your text 972-387-4600. So speaking of our next question, what kind of credit score do you need to get a cashback refinance? And that is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah. All right. So here's the thing. Cashback refinance has taken on in the past few years. Fannie Mae has basically priced the Texas cash out under 660 unless you have assets. excuse me. Unless you have assets and income to actually get that loan, but they have these loan level pricing adjustments for credit scores that basically if you don't have enough equity and or to get that cash out, then they kind of price it out to where you can't get it. It basically does, it fails compliance by how much discount points that you have to do to buy the rate down, and it puts it out of compliance. Yeah, so if you're having 620 credit score, and you have a $400,000 house and you want $200,000, that is possible. But if you have a $110,000 house and you have a 620 credit score, that is not possible because it prices out to where you're out of compliance and you can't do the loan. Mm-hmm. So to me, it seems like it's a lot tougher. It was a lot easier in the old subprime days when you could do down to 500 credit scores.
Right.
And, you know, I'll have lots of people say, a lot of those people that I helped when they had 500 credit scores now have 750 credit scores because they were able to do a cash out at 500 FICO back in 2007, 2006.
Yeah, and not anymore, though.
And then they took it back up. And now they have what they call a non-QM loan that we offer here at Texas Lending.
Even for a cashback refinance?
Cashback refinance can be done at 540 credit score, maybe even lower depending on exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is that the people that do this loan, their minimum loan amount is $100,000, all right? So that means equity-wise, you probably have to have a house that appraises for more than $150,000 and to get to that loan amount.
Mm, okay.
Now, of course, the higher loan amounts are done, you know, a lot easier. Those interest rates run anywhere. I've done them anywhere from 10 down to 7, mm-hmm. you know. There's a lot of times a guy with a 680 credit score or whatever doesn't have enough assets and their debt's a lot and you have to pay off the debt and you can get them a 7% interest loan that pays off 80% of the debt, whereas you might only get 65% on a conventional conforming Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. And so there's all kinds of layers to cash out.
Yeah.
And so when you call in, you got to get all the information.
It's like an onion.
Right.
Like an ogre.
And there's, like I said, there's all kinds of compliance issues now, too, because I have a lady yesterday, and she wanted a loan, and we have it all priced out, and she doesn't want to escrow taxes and insurance. I said, well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show them on the initial disclosures because the taxes are going to be paid in October. If the taxes have been mailed out,
mm-hmm.
they have to be paid by title. They're required. It's not a lending thing. It's required by title to pay the taxes. Okay?
Nothing you can do about that.
Right. She doesn't want them in the initial disclosures. She said, I pay my own taxes and insurance. I don't want the initial disclosures to say that. Those are hard-coded. I mean, I can't take them out. It's a compliance thing.
Yeah.
And
was she okay with it? Or had to be?
Well, she has to be.
Yeah, she has to be.
But, you know, I told her it'd be that way anywhere else, too.
Yeah.
And the last loan she did was in 2000.
Oh, okay.
So
times have changed.
Times have changed. And she goes, well, I don't want those in my loan. I go, they're not in your loan. They're just in your disclosure.
It's just disclosed.
Yes.
Bless her.
She said, I'll pay my taxes and bring the receipt. I'll pay my insurance and bring the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's fine. Then the last disclosure, they would be not on.
Right. Bless her heart. Wow. So if you have a question for Mr. Gary Alexander this morning, 972-387-4600. I think we have time for one more before the break.
Okay.
I am currently renting an apartment and I'm able to put a 20% down payment on a house. I'm unsure of how long I want to live in the area I'm in. At what point would you recommend buying rather than renting?
Well, with the way house prices are going up in this area, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong by buying a house. I mean,
people. You mean not waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex and you have the money, you have the 20% down, and I think you'll recoup your money if you're talking 2 or 3, 4 years. chances are that house will go up $30,000-$40,000. It's a good investment. It's better than the stock market, most likely. So I would say, yeah, definitely, I would pull the trigger on that if I had 20%.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Waiting could be detrimental.
Right.
You know, it's like,
and you know,
may not be a risk.
When you're going out to approvals right now, if you have 20% down, that means a lot to a realtor and a seller.
Mm-hmm.
When they see that the approval that you give them says, hey, these people are going to put 20% down, mm-hmm. you know, well, that means that you know that they're probably going to be very well approved.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
All right. Get your text question into us. We have some more pouring in. 972-387-4600 is our text line. And we will answer more of your text questions when we come back after this break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. And we're
live
here on 105.3 The Fan. Gary Alexander with Tress Collins.
Wow.
Here to answer your mortgage questions.
Now.
I know, right? Add a burst of energy. So,
hey,
I'll go with that. I'll go with that. All right. And we do have more questions rolling in. Are you ready, Gary?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Somebody asked, this is a great question. What exactly is a cashback refinance?
A cashback refinance is a refinance of your home with cash back. In other words, we pay more than the payoff, and the rest of the money comes to you. It's the Texas law states that it's the maximum is 80% of the loan amount. 80% of the appraised value is, and like I said, that is subject to credit. It is subject to, income, assets help a lot. Not, you know, you don't really need any assets if you're at 680 credit score and above.
Mm-hmm.
But you do if you're at 680 below. They're looking, you know, 401k is a good asset to have. But a lot of people say, well, why am I taking money out if I have money? Well, a lot of people don't want to take money out of a 401k, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather take it out of their house.
So it's almost like when you make your monthly mortgage payment, the money that goes toward the equity, the actual purchase of your home, kind of like becomes a bank for you
right.
to tap into should you right. choose to do a cashback refinance.
Now, a cashback refinance, let me tell you, a lot of people, you know, when they want to quote on a cashback refinance, they go, well, that rate's higher than what everybody's quoting on the internet. Well, Texas is the only state that has a Texas cash out law. Basically, so there's pricing of hits for a Texas cash out more than there is in any other state. One of the laws is the Texas cash out person, and it's just a mortgage. I mean, people say, well, what's the difference? Let me read the verbiage about equity or whatever. You know, it's just a mortgage. It looks like a mortgage. It tastes like a mortgage.
you just know, get some cash back in your pocket.
You get a coupon every month that says pay this amount. And
yeah.
you write it. You write it off on your taxes. So, you know, it's just like a mortgage. So, but they cannot foreclose on you without taking you to court.
And so that's a big difference.
And also, it's a risk that you're taking cash out that kind of is a flare to some people. I mean, the investors, they think, well, they're not doing this good or whatever. So you have a higher interest rate
yep.
on cash out. And it varies by loan amount, you know. You'll see 0.5% difference in the rates. And that's the biggest thing that
But it's very helpful because when people take that cash out of their equity, a lot of times they use it to pay off their credit cards, which bumps up their credit score.
Going back to those guys that had 500 credit scores that I did back in 2007, 2006,
yeah.
whatever, that you could do down to 500, and then all of a sudden they paid off their debt. A year later, they come back to you and they say, okay, now I want to refinance with a better rate. Look, my score is 650 now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then you do that, you know, and then
there
they take
go.
More cash out, you know. And it just goes on. I've done one guy five times in 20 years.
Dang.
It started out as an $80,000 loan, and now it's up to 400 and something.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on to the next question, shall we? Because they are rolling in. Get your question into us, 972-387-4600. Here we go, Gary. Good morning. I have a quick question. I'm working on my credit. It's in the 570s, and I make $90,000 a year. Would I be able to ask someone with better credit to help co-sign on a loan for me?
A house is not like a car, okay? You have to be on title 6 months to be in part on a refinance. So you can't just go to a relative and say, hey, you want to be on this note with me and do that. They have to be on title for 6 months.
Which means that makes them partial owner of the home.
Yes, makes them partial owner.
So it's
I'm not
really
too sure that, you know.
Co-signing, it's not really
but
a
you
co-sign.
Know what? If you think about it with a car, if you co-sign for it, you're part owner of that car.
But that's true.
You know?
They just don't call it co-sign in the mortgage world.
Yeah. I'm thinking about my five kids, and should I ever repossess any of their cars?
Right?
Back in the day. Now they have their own notes. Well, one of them doesn't, but.
Food for your own thought there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here we go. Been in our house for 4 years. When is the right time to refinance? We put $30,000 down.
Well, number one, you have to look at what rates you have now. Mm-hmm. And then if you've been in there 4 years, my thought process would be, hey, look to refinance into a 20-year loan and knock off years of that loan, 6 years of that loan. You'll be surprised what that payment would look like and how affordable that payment is compared to what you're paying now. And what 6 years times what 672 times whatever your payment is, 72 payments.
Right.
That's basically what your savings is, minus the if there's $100 or $150 more a month in a payment.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you think the rates were higher 4 years ago?
No, I don't. But 4 years ago, I'm trying to remember back. You know, they probably have low fours. They probably have low fours.
Yeah.
They put 30% down. You know, like I said, they could get in to a 20 year, probably, you know, low threes maybe.
Okay.
Or I'll say mid threes. I would have said low threes 2 weeks ago, but rates have tinked up a little bit.
Well, I tell you, it's definitely worth a phone call to find out.
Definitely.
And the phone call is free. It is just free for Gary or someone else that's here to just crunch some numbers and find out. You know what? Is this a good idea for you to do right here, right now?
Yeah, give me a call. I'm after the radio show. I'll be here for a while.
972-387-4600 is the number to call to speak to Gary or a loan officer. And it's also the number to get your text question in, 972-387-4600. We have more questions, and we are moving on. Is there any scuttlebutt about a rate drop anytime soon? Scuttlebutt.
Well, the scuttlebutt, it depends on what kind of rate drop. If you're talking about the prime interest rate, they did drop it. And then everybody said, well, that means interest rates have gone down. Well, actually, interest rates went up. There's so much going on in this economy and with this government and that government and this government that it's really hard to gauge. But the 10-year Treasury bond is what the market is looking at. If you go to the 10-year Treasury bond, you can see the ups and downs. And if you look at that, and you know, you look at it every day and you might see, wow, the 10-year bond is really down, then chances are the rates are down. But you know, I don't know what you have rate wise to compare it to.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. But when you have rates on 30 in the mid threes, and you know, you got 15, you know, the 15-year hasn't really done as much. And I don't know why. I guess it's not an attractive coupon, as they call it in the mortgage business.
Really?
For deal. You know, usually it really goes low. I mean,
it just doesn't seem to be as popular, maybe.
It was in the high twos with a point here just recently. It may still be.
That's pretty low.
Well, for a 15-year loan, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the loan amount, the credit score, there's all kinds of criteria. That's why you have to call up here to the office and talk to a loan officer.
Yeah, we have people here for you to do that. Again, the call is free just to find out where you're at. You know, find out what the interest rate would be for you. Because really, Well, interest rates are, from what I hear, low at the time, but it can vary depending on your loan size and your credit score and what it is that you're wanting to do. So just call, talk to a loan officer, 972-387-4600, and ask for Gary. Yeah. And if he's busy talking with someone else, leave him a message and he'll call you back.
Call me.
It's also our text line. Get your text question in, 972-387-4600. All right. And we have, I have a 622 credit score and $15,000 cash. I'm looking to buy a $220,000 house. Is there a way to not pay closing costs up front or increase the house costs and have the seller paid closing?
Well, there has to be room in the appraisal. If you get the appraisal and the appraisal comes back $5,000 higher, you can always go to the seller. You have your realtor go to the seller and say, hey, the appraisal came in $5,000. Can we raise the price of the house $5,000 and get that money towards closing costs? Closing costs on a purchase are less than they are on a refinance because the seller typically pays for the title insurance. That's a credit that'll be shown on the disclosure there. You can also at 622, you can go up a little bit on the credit score and maybe get some closing costs paid that way. I don't know at 622, would that work? And like you said, you just have to call up here and talk to somebody on the purchase team about that and look at what the rates are for purchase.
Yeah,
you might be able to raise the rate a little bit and pay closing costs too. But the news, you have $15,000 cash, you only have to put 3.5% down. I don't know what size house you're buying, but you can use the rest. You can use the rest from closing costs, or like I said, you could get a gift funds. You can also take money from your 401k. A lot of times people don't know. I had a teacher in Fort Worth that said, man, her and her husband got divorced and she wanted to buy a house, and they sold their house, and I said, well, don't you have a 401k? She goes, yeah, I have a lot of money in my 401k. Well, there you go. There's your ticket.
Right.
You can get the money from the 401k for a house with no penalty.
Boom.
Yeah.
See? So when you think there may not be a way, it's worth your phone call to find out. Maybe there is a way that you haven't thought about, or you just simply don't know about. Give us a call. 972-387-4600 is the number to call to speak to a loan officer. The call is absolutely free. It just takes a little bit of your time and a little bit of information. It's also our text line. Get your text question in. We're in the last quarter of the hour. 972-387-4600 is the number to text your question in, and we're going to answer some more of your questions after this break here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Oh, man. There's some music to wake you up. Good morning. Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage
Hour. Good Saturday morning.
Yes. Tress Collins here with Gary Alexander, and we are in the final countdown. We have 7 minutes.
Yeah.
We want to answer your questions. 972-387-4600 is our text line to get your question in. Gary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Good morning. How are Lennar homes here in the DFW area? We are looking at buying one at a 3.3%. Could it be possible to get a lower interest rate, and how?
Good morning. Lennar homes, I have no idea. We used to have a contract with them before 2010, I think, where we did their mortgages for them. Their mortgage company, I can't remember who it is. 3.3 is a good rate. I don't know what the APR is at. I don't know what kind of points that you're buying. If it's 3.3 with no points, then the APR should be around 3.5 or something like that, just to let you know. I don't know if you could get a lower interest rate, but here to let you know what the deal is on that is their interest rate is tied to the house that they built. It's kind of a package deal. You have to take you have to use their mortgage company. I think it's a serious issue. In the state that has been we've been as mortgage people we've been trying to address. That situation, but
I see.
Yeah, if you're going to Lennar Homes and you're not taking a realtor, so they take that into effect. So that's the 3% they didn't have to pay, And so that's how they price that interest rate into the building of their homes.
So I would say the probably only way to find out if you can get a better interest rate is probably just call and shop around.
Yeah, definitely. But 3.3, like I said, but
that's not bad.
I got to see apples to apples. I got to see what they're doing at 3.3.
Right.
They may be charging you $3,000 in discount. I have no idea.
Yeah. So give us a call. Have Gary or another loan officer up here crunch some numbers for you.
Call
it's absolutely
team.
Free.
All day.
972-387-4600. Next question. Hi, I'm currently trying to get qualified for the FHA down payment assistance. My MID is at 614. Is there a way to get it boosted in less than a month, or are there exceptions that will have me qualified for it?
There's no exception that I know of. The down payment assistance, we don't offer the down payment assistance program here at Texas Lending. Basically, because it's either a second lien type thing, it's a higher interest rate. They basically price your down payment assistance into the rate. So the rates are in the fives, higher than what you could get if you were actually buying, if you, got gift funds, whatever. 614 credit score, and right now on FHA is in the low fours, just to let you know, because I just priced one out. I just talked about it earlier. I locked it. It was in the low fours.
Mm-hmm.
They would be in the high mid fives probably with down payment assistance. Second lien, you wouldn't be able to refinance it because the down payment assistance has a deal on it that says that you have to keep this loan, like I think it's 5 years. That's what it used to be.
Okay. All right. We have more questions to answer. Here we go. My wife and I bought a $217,000 home 3 years ago. We now owe $189,000 at 3.75% on a 30-year note. We have zero credit card debt and owe $3,000 on her 2015 Mini Cooper. Mm. We both make about $50,000 per year and both have 750-plus credit scores and have $30,000 in the bank along with $30,000 in a 401k. We also send in an extra $150 each month towards our principal. Should we refinance now to try to get a better rate? What is the smart move for us moving forward? We don't want to move. We don't want to spend any money, really, except for maybe vacations. Thank you. Love you guys on the radio.
Aw, that's
you.
Sweet. I would say the only thing that I would do if I was you is look into what a 15-year loan is. But really, at a 3.75% rate, you could actually just keep paying more like you're doing. It sounds like you guys are in a great spot. You have all kinds of options. The only thing that I would suggest is maybe looking at a 15-year and see if that worked for you.
There you go. Ooh, I think maybe we can fit one more in. We recently had solar panels installed on our home. How much added value, if any, do you think that would be?
Well, Lyle, I wish you were here today.
I know, right? He knows about that stuff.
He knows about that stuff. I don't know if it's like a pool. I don't even have my head wrapped around I had a solar guy come to my door one time, and he tried to sell me the whole thing, and said that after so many years, it would start paying for itself or whatever. I don't know.
I tell you, you can call Lyle Gallagher. His number is 817-919-4222. I will text that number to you as well. He is an appraiser, and he knows about solar panels and the value they add to your home. All right, here we go. One more. Do cash out refinancings require a down payment? That's a good question.
No, the only thing they require is an appraisal payment, the same thing as a regular refinance, and that's the only upfront cost.
There you go. And our time is up.
We're up.
We are at the end. Y'all, if you have questions, don't hesitate to call. Really, the call is free. Just takes a little bit of time, maybe a little bit of your information to find out exactly where you stand. You know what? Maybe you are ready to buy your first home. Maybe that's where you're at, but you won't know unless you call 972-387-4600. We have loan officers here today. It's the end of the line for this Saturday. We look forward
Kevin will be back next week.
And we look forward to hanging out with you all then here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.